This debate has prompted new efforts in some states to restrict research that uses fetal tissue. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein reports on why fetal tissue is used.
Larry Goldstein is trying to find drugs to treat Alzheimer's disease at the University of California, San Diego. He also just started testing something he hopes will enable paralyzed people to walk again. For both, he's using cells from aborted fetuses.
The fetal cells are vital at this time because, to our knowledge, they have the best properties for the kinds of experiments that we need to do.
For his Alzheimer's experiments, Goldstein is using cells from the brains of fetuses to try to find drugs that protect neurons from the devastating disease.
To be honest, we don't know all the things that the fetal-derived cells do, but understanding what they do is an important part of the research.
For paralyzed people, Goldstein just started transplanting fetal nerve cells into their spines to try to repair their damaged spinal cords. It seems to work well in rats.
We're using fetal stem cells in a clinical trial to test whether they can help paralyzed people walk, as we've seen in rat versions of spinal cord injury.
Goldstein is far from alone. Fetal tissue and cells have been used for decades for all sorts of medical research. And Carrie Wallenitz of the National Institutes of Health says the NIH spends about $76 million a year on fetal tissue research.
Fetal tissue is involved in research across a host of different diseases and conditions.
Scientists have long used fetal cells to make vaccines. These days, they're using them to try to cure AIDS, fight blindness, prevent miscarriages and birth defects, and find new ways to treat cancer, Parkinson's, and other disorders.
Fetal tissue is used to study early brain development, which has great relevance to our understanding of the development of diseases such as autism and schizophrenia.
Wallenitz says fetal tissue is so useful because it's unique in several ways. It grows fast, lives a long time, and is incredibly versatile.
It allows us to answer specific questions that can't be answered by adult tissue, which is far more specialized. Fetal tissue can contain information about structural features or the architecture of organs that cells in a dish alone can't provide. And this is sometimes very important to our understanding of disease.
But critics question all that. David Prentice is the vice president and research director at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, a conservative think tank. He doesn't think fetal tissue is useful at all anymore.
It's a bit antiquated in terms of its scientific use. This is no longer any type of cutting-edge research. It might have been the gold standard back in the 1950s and 1960s, but we're long past that.
Prentice and others say animal cells, cells from umbilical cords, and cells known as induced pluripotent stem cells are much more useful.
The induced pluripotent stem cells are a much better model because you can take those directly from patients to even study a disease in the dish.
And Prentice is not alone. Kathleen Schmeinda is among a group of scientists at the Medical College of Wisconsin who oppose fetal tissue research.
We believe that it is neither necessary for the advancement of science and discovery of new cures, nor is it ethical, because you're basically taking the life of one member of human society to use for the life of another.
And Schmeinda argues this drives away scientists who have moral qualms about using fetal tissue.
This practice of basically linking up the practice of science with the abortion industry corrupts what we do, and I would argue it corrupts the science and the discovery that can take place.
Other researchers dispute that, saying fetal cells remain crucial for many lines of research and can be done ethically. So it's clear the debate over fetal tissue in medical research is far from over. Rob Stein, NPR News.